All right, okay. Welcome. Welcome to the Resilient Entrepreneur, Thriving Despite the Trials. I believe that every setback is a setup for a comeback. I don't know where I heard that quote from, but I'm sure I read it somewhere. I could not have made that up on my own, but I love it. I wanted to talk about in this podcast, what does it take to bounce back from life's big challenges? And how do you stay motivated when everything around you feels like it's just falling apart? So join me as we explore the answers to these questions and more. I'll share my journey and we'll hear from real-life entrepreneurs who have faced adversity and emerged stronger than ever. My name is Shelley and I'm your host. I am a wife and mom. It's my favorite thing about myself. I'm a business owner currently and have been, and I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I have an extensive history of nearly 30 years in leadership roles in many industries, and I've started and ended businesses over the last 25 plus years, and those numbers feel crazy to me. Because I still feel really young. I couldn't have possibly done that. I am passionate about empowering others to overcome adversity, meaning I've fallen down a lot and I have experience with getting back up, dusting myself off, and getting back on the road with my bruised little ego and all. You know, it's not always as easy or as simple as that statement sounded, but it's doable. So my history is a little ridiculous, wonderful, and a lot hilarious. I've dealt with challenges for sure. MST, which is military sexual trauma, transgenerational trauma, and some financial challenges. And those gnarly challenges can steal your confidence. I've heard in the past references to imposter syndrome, and boy, that's a biggie. It's a biggie. So I was raised by my maternal grandparents, then my aunt, and then another aunt and uncle. And I'm grateful for them. I mean, if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't have many of the connections that I still have. And I certainly would not have the wonderful life that I have made for myself today. And met my amazing husband. So I am grateful for how I got here today. But it wasn't really until I was in junior high school, I want to say eighth grade, that I found out that my parents were not just senior citizens, but my biological grandparents. And that meant my sister was my mother, who I never was raised with. It wasn't like we grew up side by side. And then that also meant my nephews and nieces were actually half siblings or cousins. And that's a lot of weirdness to kind of roll around and accept in your brain while trying to be, what do they call it, a tween? So, you know, and there was a lot of issues growing up with my parents. There's no denying that, but they did the best they could. I will probably say that all the time. Probably should include sort of a disclaimer here, an encyclopedia of Shelley, if you will. When I say mom or dad or parents, it will always mean my biological grandparents, unless I say Mama Cindy, who saw me through my teens to adulthood. So prepare to be confused because there are a lot of moms and dads out there. My parents, they were from Kentucky and grew up in a holler. And they fought all the time. Mama had physical disabilities, but it didn't really hold her back. You know, when you're a kid and you grow up around that, you don't really realize it's a thing until you get to school. And then you see that, oh, it's not a thing, right? But, you know, they also fought a lot because Daddy was an alcoholic and it was pretty icky. But when they fought, they also shot at each other because why not? I mean, I remember five distinct times in my life where shotguns were shot in the house. So survival was kind of crazy. But I suppose growing up in a house in the country surrounded by walnut orchards had benefit for that for them. You know, the police were out a lot. Social workers were out a lot because we always had siblings. Well, when I learned to be siblings and cousins who lived with us off and on throughout my entire childhood, there was always some kids in their custody living with us. They weren't like professional foster parents. They were just the grandparents. And that's where social workers put the kids in the 70s, mostly. But I was always left behind when the kids were picked back up, whether for adoption or to go somewhere else or back to their parents. Yeah, I was always left behind, and I have mixed emotions about that. I wouldn't be where I am today without that. So here we are. I became a Marine, and I love being a Marine veteran. I love being a Marine. I loved the work I did. I love where I went, and I love almost everyone I served with. At the end of that amazing experience, I was sexually assaulted, and that spooks me still. You know, as an adult, I will always feel trashy, right? And question my ability to lead people because of that. And let me just finish that with, I know that is not true. And I know how ridiculous that statement is when I said it. But my heart and my brain, they're always fighting each other almost as mightily as my parents did. You know, it's a constant back and forth there because it was not my fault. So, I shouldn't feel that way. However, I do. It's a bit of a ramble. Sorry about that. But it makes it difficult when I'm in positions of leadership now because I always feel undeserving of leading people, even though I did well before that, and I do now after. There's that little rant again, I suppose. But I survived. And I think we've all encountered firsthand the power of resilience. And I think it's important that we learn from each other on how to grow, both personally and professionally, from these experiences. And I look forward to being able to have these conversations with you guys. So, thank you for joining me, and I look forward to further conversations. And remember, it's not about losing yourself over these challenges, but embracing them and using them as stepping stones to success as we grow our businesses and ventures. So, until next time, keep persevering and keep thriving.